Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the To The Net Hockey Show. He has been unbelievable this season.
They got a save! What a save by Lundqvist!
They still have a long way to go until they get back on track.
I definitely have them down as a hands favorite to go to the Stanley Cup and win the Stanley Cup.
Welcome to another episode of the To The Net Hockey Show with your host, Nick. And one thing I want to start off to talk about is the Sedin Twins of the Vancouver Canucks make a shocking announcement, and this might affect the future of the team. And the Sedin Twins are going to be retiring at the end of the season. This will be their last season in the NHL, and they are done. But isn't that something? The two brothers get drafted together. The two twin brothers get drafted together, and they leave the league together. So, I mean, what a heck of a career for the two brothers, the Sedin Twins, Henrik and Daniel. Much of luck goes out to them from a lot of the fans, including Henrik Lundqvist and many other players around the league who were, I think, were quite shocked to hear that the two guys are not going to be coming back anymore, they're going to be hanging up the skates. So that'll be interesting to see. The Vancouver Canucks, not a very good team. They have some promising rookies on the team, such as Brock Besser, and they've had some talented players on the team, but those were two centerpieces of that team. They were older, but they were the leaders of the team, and now they're gone. So it'll be interesting to see how the Vancouver Canucks go into their offseason plans, because that will definitely change the way they look at things now that the Sedin Twins will not be coming back for next season. So now let's get to the more important issue, the trouble in Tampa Bay. And what I mean by that is, what is going on with the Tampa Bay Lightning? I mean, this team was in first place for the majority of the season. And yes, they do still have a chance to get in first place. They play Boston tomorrow, Tuesday night in Tampa. Pretty much a must-win game for them if they really want to get a good shot at really winning first place, because Boston is 2 points up on them, and the Lightning have 108 points, and Boston has 110. And just the way things are going for the Tampa Bay Lightning, I'm quite disgusted. Having watched Sunday's game against the Nashville Predators, who are the best team in the league as far as their record, and their defensemen have the most points out of any defenseman altogether in the NHL. So the game started out pretty good, an up-tempo game, both teams skating well. I really like the pace of the game. I don't like the slow games where it's just taking forever. There was really a good tempo involving both teams, but all of a sudden, Stamkos got injured, a lower body injury, which has not been fully disclosed to the public as of what the injury, is. They're just saying a lower body injury, but they're saying that Stamkos will be back for the playoffs and should be fine. John Cooper did say, though, that he'd like to get Stamkos in for at least one game in the remainder of the season, so that way he's ready going into the playoffs. However, I don't know if that is going to happen, because I think some part of the Tampa Bay Lightning organization would like to rest Stamkos as much as they could, just to make sure he's 100% for the beginning of the playoffs, which is coming up very soon. So it'll be interesting to see how Stamkos will be coming back from this injury and how the Tampa Bay Lightning will play. But I just want to – let's continue on with this. The Tampa Bay Lightning, again, a first-place team for the majority of the season – and now they're not scoring goals. They're turning over the pucks. They're doing everything wrong that they could do wrong, pretty much. I mean, the defense last game was giving up breakaways to the other team, the Nashville Predators. And the Lightning's problem, and this is – I'm going to take you guys back till after the All-Star break, and this was a while ago, but right after the All-Star break, the Lightning took on the Las Vegas Golden Knights, and the Golden Knights figured them out somehow. I don't know how, but they, ever since that game where the Golden Knights just decided, and most teams that have played the Lightning before were giving them room to work and not pressuring them as much, and the Lightning were able to use their speed. And the Lightning, I look at them as, and I think of a pond hockey team. They're very quick. They make quick passes. They need room to skate. And, they, you know, when they start getting – when other teams start getting physical with them, that becomes a problem, and that's shown now. In the past couple of months for the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's caused them many problems. But like I was saying, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, ever since that game where they put pressure on them, the Lightning have just been gone downhill from there. They're playing teams such as the Buffalo Sabres, the Coyotes, you know, teams that are below average teams, and they're not playing good against those teams. So you can only imagine what could happen. I don't want to say what's going to happen because, you know, things, as soon as the playoffs start, guys, things will turn around, I'm sure, for the Tampa Bay Lightning because they have a great coach in John Cooper. But I'd like to see Cooper get a little more on them, it seems like, because they're not changing anything. Yes, they're changing their lines. You know, they got with the addition of Miller and McDonough. It's a great addition for the defense, and it's a great addition as far as faceoff wins because Miller has been winning a ton of faceoffs as well. And he's fit in pretty well with the Kucherov and Stamkos line. But, you know, that line even as of late has been pretty quiet because teams are starting to figure them out. But the Lightning power play, too, they have to – that is one crucial thing in the playoffs that they'll have to change is the power play. The Lightning seem to do this routine where they have Stamkos on the left side and Kucherov on the right side for both guys set up for the one-timer, and they try and pass it through that center area. And teams are so onto that that it's not even funny now. I mean, they pick up on that. They know where it's going. It'll go to Kucherov to Stamkos, or it'll go to Hedman to Kucherov. They got to get it down low or something. But even when they get it down low, they try and put it around the boards. The other team just clears it out. But the Lightning have just been having trouble even entering the zone on the power play, especially in the game against the Nashville Predators in a disgusting loss, as I might say, because it was disgusting. But, like I said, it just goes to show you when you face a really good team like that. The Nashville Predators are no joke. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. Although they did lose, you know, they're a very good team. They don't have many, you know, 40-goal, 50-goal scorers. You're not going to find any of those guys on that team. But just overall, the amount of depth that they have in their lineup is just phenomenal. And that's one of the reasons why they're in first place in their division, and one of the reasons why they have the best record in the league as well. So that'll be something to look forward to as we go through the playoffs to see how far that team goes. But the Lightning definitely do need to step things up if they want to get past the first round of the playoffs. So let's take a look at the possible playoff matchups. And if the playoffs were to start today, it would be the Nashville Predators against the Colorado Avalanche, the Winnipeg Jets, and mind you, this is in the Western Conference, against the Minnesota Wild. Seems like the Minnesota Wild have just been managing to squeak in the playoffs every year. They don't usually make it far, but they get in there, so much credit to them for at least getting in the playoffs. But the Las Vegas Golden Knights would be taking on the Los Angeles Kings, the San Jose Sharks, and the Anaheim Ducks, who have gone at it, two California rivals, would be facing off if the playoffs started today. And let's go to the Eastern Conference. The Boston Bruins would be taking on the New Jersey Devils. And a couple of days ago, when the Lightning were in first place, the Lightning would have been taking on the Devils. But as of right now, the Lightning would be taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Capitals would be taking on the Flyers, and the Penguins would be taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets. And that's going to be very interesting, guys. Keep an eye on the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Boston Bruins because they do play tomorrow night so that in Tampa Bay. And if the Lightning win, they tie the Bruins with 110 points. So it's going to be a close matchup. It's going to go down to the wire. It's going to go down to the end. But one of these teams is going to face off against New Jersey. And if I'm New Jersey, that's who I'm focusing on. I'm not focusing on any other team. I'm focusing on the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Boston Bruins because that seems like it's going to be the one matchup for New Jersey as New Jersey is the second wild card team. And the Philadelphia Flyers are the first wild card team. So unless something drastic changes, it looks like it's going to be either the Lightning against the Devils or the Bruins against the Devils. But I think it would be beneficial for the Lightning to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs, surprisingly, because the Lightning in the regular season have had the better record against Toronto and have had the upper hand against Toronto. And one thing I want to touch base on, too, is Andrei Vasilevskiy, who, don't get me wrong, has had a phenomenal season, possible running for the best goaltender award, known as the Vezina Trophy. Him and Pekka Rinne of the Nashville Predators are definitely candidates for that. But Andrei Vasilevskiy is seeming to be fatigued, as, you know, he has not played many games in the past couple of seasons. He's not gone the full distance, and now it's just going to show you. And goalies have been asked about this before. I know Henrik Lundqvist was asked about this, hearing about Vasilevskiy being tired and what it was like for him during his first season. He said the same thing. It's a lot for your body to get used to. You know, you're playing 82 regular season games. Yes, Vasilevskiy does get time in between to take rest days off. You know, they have Budaj. And they also have another goaltender down there that's been doing pretty good as well. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But Vasilevskiy, I'd like to see him take at least a couple of days off. He'll get a nice break before the playoffs start. So hopefully that'll be good. But just not looking the same for him. And you could tell that the fatigue is starting to affect his gameplay as well. That's the playoff matchups for the 2018 Stanley Cup Finals, guys, and I honestly cannot wait for this to go down. I mean, the Stanley Cup playoffs are the best time of the year. You get to see these guys go for the Stanley Cup. So let's see what happens there. But let's continue on with the episode. And we also have, we said the Stamkos injury, and what is going to go on with Steven Stamkos? Can he stay healthy in the playoffs? You know, we said maybe they want to rest him, but that's the key, because apparently this injury, this lower body injury, has been bothering him for quite a while now. So will Stammer be able to stay healthy? Because as you know, especially on the power play, that one-timer is deadly from that slot position. Stamkos' presence as the captain of the team is so important for this team. You got guys like Kucherov in there too, but Kucherov is still learning. He's still a younger player. Stamkos is the veteran who is going to lead these guys. If they're going to get to the Stanley Cup final, it's got to go, they have to be healthy, with Miller in there, Stamkos, Kucherov, Hedman, all those key players. Even McDonough has helped out a lot. They have to stay healthy or else it's not going to look good for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yes, we're going to expect some injuries throughout the playoffs. That's just the way things go. There's going to be some players that get injured. As the season starts to wind down, your body starts to wind down as well, and the intensity in the playoffs goes up from a level 5 to a level 20. I mean, these guys want it. They're going for the Stanley Cup. They're hitting. They're going towards the goalies. They're going to do some pushing and shoving. There's going to be some fights, yes. And the refs are going to start to lay off on the calls. They're not going to call everything because they understand that, this is the finals. This is the playoffs. This is these guys fighting to get to that final spot and win the Stanley Cup. So a lot of these guys need to be careful with their bodies and make sure that they're well-rested and that they're healthy. So, that's on the medical staff to make sure and examine these guys, especially at this time before going into the playoffs, just to stay on the safe side, because God forbid, we need Stamkos in that lineup as well. And I know a lot of the Lightning fans were a little bit concerned that he left the game early. But hopefully Stammer gets back in there, and according to John Cooper, it's not that big of a deal. It's been something that's been occurring for quite a while now. So Stamkos, we wish you the best. Go recover, get well, because gosh almighty, we really need you on the ice. Like I said, one thing I also want to bring up here is, how about Nikita Kucherov? Nikita Kucherov, yes, he's arguably one of the best players this season. He's got, he's second in points. He's in the Art Ross race. Although it's looking like it's going to go to Connor McDavid. This would be the second year in a row that he wins the Art Ross Trophy for the second year in a row, which goes to the leader in points in all of the NHL. And Kucherov has just been having trouble turning over the puck. He does these where he skates and he does these little no-look passes, and that's just not working for him. Yes, a lot of the skilled players like to do it, and yes, they can pull it off sometimes, but as you get in the playoffs, Kucherov, you got to stop doing that stuff. You got to just make the crisp passes because the turnovers are going to kill you in the playoffs, and they're going to give up goals. So, you know, as we saw against teams like Nashville and stuff, you cannot turn over the puck. One turnover, one bounce is all it takes, one rebound, and all of a sudden you're down one or two goals. So that's something that they got to work on as well. But let's see how things continue to go for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I'm so happy to be back with you guys. This has been another episode of the To The Net Hockey Show. This is your host, Nick, signing off. Have a good one, guys, and be sure to check out next week's episode as well as we get closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Thanks, guys.